Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, there's a method of robbing a store that a couple has used that is kind of intelligent, but also disgusting. We'll tell you what that is in just a few minutes. But now it is the most anticipated time of the week. It is the funny song that Riggins does where he's talking about what went on in the week on our show and on the pop culture. Are you ready, Riggins?
I am.
Okay. Week in review. Go.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. They're expecting winter weather in our area today. I'm excited for a bit of snow. We've got some inside the studio. Could be Rob's dandruff. I don't know. I'm going to grab some beer and enjoy. And tonight I'm going hard. Oh, look, Riggins is out making a snow angel. No, I think he's just passed out in the yard. Lindsay went and bought some sleds, preparing for snow and heaps. She's going to attach those kids to the ropes and have them pull her to different boutiques.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The Consumer Electronics Show is happening. The place was packed to the brim. TJ can't remember his Gmail password, so this was probably not for him. Today is National Save the Eagles Day, so partner up with you and your spouse and go out there and save some eagles and bring them to little friend Jenny's house. She's terrified of birds.
Yeah, she has that bird phobia.
Lindsay took her four-year-old to her kindergarten evaluation. That's the difference between me and you. I was eating mozzarella sticks in my underwear, and she had a kid with an interview. And this is a song. It's called The Week in Review.
It's a week sort of show summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Mark Zuckerberg said big changes are coming to Facebook, and some of the changes are really smart. Thankfully, he's not bringing back the poke, which felt predatory from the start. Remember the poke?
I never understood that.
You'd get crucified if you did something like that now. I have to run errands before the storm. I don't want to be out on the road and get caught. I got to get Jersey Mike's and a case of beer, but to me, that's quite a lot. Lindsay is going to find Rob a date. And she's already having a ball. I'm sure she'll take it seriously and not make fun of him at all.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you.
Very good.
The poke still exists, by the way.
Does it?
7 weeks ago, somebody I went to high school with poked me, and I did not respond.
Oh, no.
Really?
I feel bad because I've never been poked.
Never?
No.
Never?
Not that I know of. I don't know enough about it to see where the pokes are, and I'm not really on
poked.
Facebook that much.
Well, I'm a pokey today.
Poked.
Hard. Uh-huh. Sorry. All right. Let's clean this up. Mm-hmm. Something happened this morning. I can't wait to tell you about it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I noticed something early this morning when we got to the studio. It's way before the sun rises. We're up early, you know? Get up real early. But Rob came in and he set his stuff down. And then I hear a clonk. An X-Man. I thought, what did he just put down? And it was his keys. Can I see your key ring, Rob? Let me
hold that.
Did
up.
You hear that?
Yeah. This sounds like it's got a piece of lead on it.
So here's Rob's. I hope I'm not giving away anything here, but let me just take a look. I'm holding maybe 2 pounds of material.
Yeah.
Here. So we've got the key fob, a bunch of random keys. But what are we looking at here?
That's my AirPod case.
Oh, I thought it was a tape measure.
I thought it was a tape measure.
That's funny.
As well.
Someone else said that the other day.
You know why? Because it looks exactly like a tape measure.
I didn't think so, but I get it.
Look at that thing. That's heavy.
And then Rob doesn't have a tape measure. Come on.
Well, shut up, Lindsay.
He actually is kind of handy.
That's someone gave me a key to their house, and it just came with that bottle opener, and it was a bottle opener, so I kept it. But the light doesn't work.
So he's got a flashlight bottle opener.
I was going to say, how does a bottle opener not work anymore?
The flashlight part.
Yeah. The flashlight part doesn't work, but you could find a smaller, less weighty bottle opener than that
for
one.
For sure.
Okay, so you just kept it sentimental reasons?
No, not necessarily. It's just how it was given to me, and I just clipped it on there and thought about it.
If a man has that much stuff on keychain, he needs to be a maintenance person or a janitor or something, because only women have that much stuff on a keychain.
Feel the weight here. I got to bring this to you, TJ. It's so heavy.
I'm going to be honest. I have a lot of stuff and not nearly like that.
Yeah, but women have big things on the, good Lord. Yeah, that's, but the hook itself that has like the clasp that all the stuff's attached to is heavy.
Yeah, that is it'll separate. So like I can give someone the key to just the key to the car.
Right.
And keep the other keys.
Yeah. So the people at the tire store don't go make a copy of your house key.
You damn right. They better only take that damn car key.
So where does that go? That doesn't go in your pocket. That doesn't fit in your pocket.
It does.
Oh, it does?
Well, no wonder you got back problems.
Yeah, honestly. You have sciatica because of your keys.
There's very few actual keys on there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. It's just a lot of stuff. So I just thought that was interesting.
I'm surprised he doesn't have some kind of like Ninja Turtles keychain, stuff like that, little charms on the keychains for his favorite characters and stuff.
Yeah, it's not nerdy enough, maybe.
I don't do like stickers or anything like that, so I don't think I'd put any doodads on my keys.
You don't have any little Funko Pops you put on there?
No, but those don't go with me everywhere. Those are for decoration in the house only.
You know what I think it says? Volumes. It speaks volumes when a 38-year-old man has to clarify. You know, I don't do stickers and things.
I don't do gibbets.
I'm not into stickers.
I'm not into stickers.
I'm not a child.
I don't know what you think me for.
No, that's not something I would do, because really, I'm not into stickers and things.
Oh, you guys are. That's cool, but
my friends are. I'm not.
I think it would be the other way. Like if a 38-year-old man had to say, you know what I'm into? Stickers. Well, that's the odd thing. Because
really?
It's just a given that they're not.
It's assumed you're not into stickers. I'm not into stickers or anything like that. He's one of a kind. I love him.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is TJ, and I think everybody knows by now that my wife thinks that the only thing I ever watch on TV is crime. And that's what she calls every show that I watch. You in there watching crime? Or sometimes it's murder. Murder. Why are you watching all that murder?
That's my favorite.
I like crime shows. I mean, I like a good, crime drama that is scripted. If it's good, got good acting. And then if it's a documentary, I like those. But I love crime stories like this. Now, this comes from Polk County, Florida. And Polk County, Florida is dear to my heart, because the sheriff of Polk County, Florida is the best sheriff in America. And his name is Grady Judd. And Grady Judd pulls no punches. He calls people out, and he makes fun of the criminals that they arrest. And you've seen him, Riggins. He's been he's always on TV doing stuff. In Polk County, Florida, they're looking for a man and a woman who stole around $500 worth of cleaning supplies from the Dollar General. No, I'm sorry, from the Family Dollar. Don't get them mixed up. Family Dollar Store, not Dollar General.
Right.
Because what happened was, he was getting all those cleaning supplies and putting them in a cart and trying to wheel them out, as his wife or whoever the woman was with him distracted the staff by going number two on the floor.
Oh,
no.
So there aren't any details really of, I didn't see any security footage or anything of that. But since it is Polk County, Florida, under the authority of Sheriff Grady Judd, they are calling the criminals Mr. Clean and Ms. Dookie.
Oh,
started good. I need to work on that second.
All right, we're on the lookout for him. You know, they have a security shot of him at the counter in the store, and they said that they've dubbed them Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
Okay, all right.
They're still on the lam, looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, looking for Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
They can't do like a DNA thing.
So we can't even clean it up. You stole our cleaning supplies.
Yeah. That's just, and you're getting $500 worth of anything from Family Dollar. It's going to take more than one person, isn't it, to get all that out?
You would think.
Yeah.
What's the
you
plan?
You need a big car.
Yeah. But that is a distraction. I'll give them that. There's no distraction like somebody using the bathroom on the floor.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of that whole thing I've always said, Regan's, about, you know, you could rob a bank with a booger.
Yeah.
Because nobody would come near you if you're holding it out there and all that. Same concept.
I'm doing it right
now.
Did she make the announcement like, hey, everybody over here, guess what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
But, I mean, how would you try to stop? What would you do to stop it if you see it happening? Like, they were distracted. What were they doing?
I'll tell you what I would do. Sparta kick. Just straight walk up right to her. Bam! Kick her. Kick her down. Don't let that happen because you got to clean it up.
You got to be careful you don't get that on your shoes.
Yeah, it's true. Or on your anything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think most, regular employees of a Family Dollar would not want to be involved in that as much. You know,
I would
like
take
you,
off running.
Because when you worked in retail and the shoplifters would make a run for it and you would step out of the way.
That was, if somebody pooped in there, it would be way more exciting than just stealing jeans.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I've kind of known forever that Friday night is the biggest night that people order pizza. I just instinctively have thought that. And it may be because everybody that I knew growing up, if they had pizza, it was on Friday night.
Sure.
Same, yeah.
So Pizza Hut has done a study, and they say that, it's their second annual Pizza Trends Report.
Oh.
And anybody who knows me knows that I am obsessed with Pizza Trend Reports.
Who isn't?
But today is the best day of the week to order pizza. 43% of people said Friday, 23% said Saturday, Wednesday was the work week day that was the most.
I get it. You don't want to cook and it's the middle of the week. You're like, let's just order our pizza. I kind of get that too.
And they say that they've settled the debate of the right way to eat pizza, like fold it, not fold it, eat it with a fork, all that kind of stuff. Almost half of the votes were no fold. And I'm a no fold person.
I'm a no fold person.
And I
don't like that.
If it's a floppy crust, I will tell the place to cut it again. They make it in smaller slices.
Okay, more narrow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, I have a dainty little mouth.
Right. A little, like a pigeon.
But, yeah, I'm not a folder.
No.
I don't like the folder.
It's like exclusively to New York, but you're putting bread on the top and the bottom. That's not the way you're supposed to eat a pizza. It's cheese on top.
But if it's so big, like you're saying, and they can't cut it, you got to fold it. I'm a folder if it's huge.
Yeah, but so you fold the whole thing or just the end that won't sit up?
I just like do it in half and then I just keep going that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too. Fold from the.
But it's got to be big. I mean.
Yeah.
Because I have a dainty mouth too.
Right.
Some might say no, but.
But the people who will take one slice of pizza and turn it upside down on another slice of pizza and eat both of them like that, I think they need to be institutionalized.
Yeah.
Like a sandwich?
Yeah.
No.
A lot of people do that. They'll take two pieces and stick them together.
Yeah. Jail. Jail time. What about people dabbing their pizza with the napkins?
No, I don't like that either.
I do it every time. I can't stand all that grease. I love a Slim Jim, so.
I would say take a straw and suck that grease out of those pepperoni cups.
Like a personal punch bowl.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, coming up, bad news for the Ozempians out there, or potential bad news on the horizon for the people who are on the Ozempian and all of those other types of medications. And it's the sad news is coming from a place that you would have no idea until this. Yeah. So everybody's going to want to hear it.
Everybody.
In a few minutes.
All of you. So obviously one of the top stories right now are the wildfires in California. And they've already arrested a homeless guy for setting one of these fires. He was taken into custody yesterday after the blaze broke out. I believe the one he set started on Thursday.
Allegedly set.
But just adding, no pun intended, fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
But it's a problem, and I know the governor is on the ground there, but there are a lot of people speaking to the cameras and talking about, hey, I have lost everything. I left with the clothes on my back, and that's all I have. Mm-hmm. So pretty heartbreaking stories about your entire life. People have lived in these homes decades, some of them.
And the federal government jumps in and immediately is, you know, getting money to them and doing all of that stuff, which is, you know, it's good. I just wish they would have done the same thing when Western North Carolina was devastated by Hurricane Helene floods.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's sad. It's sad all the way around.
Yeah. Tough way to start the new year for sure. Mm-hmm. So what else is going on? Today's National Houseplant Appreciation Day. So if you're not appreciating your plants enough, just, you know, give them some encouraging words. I think that would probably.
That is the dumbest day I've ever heard.
You can't appreciate a houseplant?
No. And anyway, maybe I'm just mad because I have all fake plants. I'm fine.
So you're not good with plants, real plants?
No. Yeah. You know me.
I know. For some reason, that's not surprising. I don't know why.
It's probably because she's not talking to him.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
The talking.
You got to talk to him.
That's what Alexis used to say.
I'm not a crazy lunatic.
Okay. We'll see.
I talk to the fake plants. when I've been drinking enough.
What do they say back? And then Notre Dame is the top trending topic there, advancing to the college football championship on January 20th. Is it always on Inauguration Day?
I don't think so.
It seems like a weird timing, but congratulations to them. We're going to talk about Friday nights when you are 16 years old. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So TJ was telling us about the most common day to order pizza, which is Friday night. Half of the people surveyed said Friday night is the day they're ordering pizza. Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. But take me back to when you were 16 years old. What were you doing on a Friday night? I'm assuming your pizza played a role in that because you made mention of that. But
well,
what does your 16-year-old Friday night look like, TJ?
Football game, you know, and we didn't get through playing, you know, if it was an away game, we didn't get back in time to salvage any of the Friday night. But if it was a home game, there was always a dance after the game at the Methodist church.
Okay.
Because Methodists allowed dancing, the other Baptist churches in the town didn't.
Right.
It was like a footloose thing.
Was that, do you cherish those Friday nights like? Because to me, it's like so special. I remember them vividly.
Yeah, I cherish the memories of the football games more so than the social activities afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what was your 16-year-old Friday night looking like?
It was the same as TJ's because I was cheering at the football games, but we did not have a Methodist dance party or whatever. Yeah. We would just... I mean, it was late, so we just went home, I guess. I don't know. There were like parties, I'm sure, after that maybe I hit up for a little bit, but I had a curfew. I mean.
Yeah. So we put this up on social media at TJ Reagan Show. What did your Friday night when you were 16 look like? And Lena had a popular one. One of the most popular answers she said, we'd go to Taco Bell and we cruise around Walmart parking lots in Gardendale, Alabama, and listen to everything from Warrant to Tupac. I think that's a really... driving to Walmart, going to Taco Bell, doing that circle in your hometown.
Yeah. We call it making a loop. You want to make a loop?
Yeah.
And then if you see somebody, you say, hey, meet me up at the courthouse and you get in with me. And they park their car at the courthouse and leave it there and jump in with their friend. And then you'd make loops together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Simpler times.
I mean, it really was. I mean, now you think about doing just driving around, you're like, oh gosh. But yeah. It was just the height of freedom, being 16, riding around with your friends, maybe smoking cigarettes. I hope you didn't. But I just cherish those memories so much. Hanging out on the main street in my town. A lot of people said I worked at a skating rink on a Friday night at the local skate rink. That's a cool job for a 16-year-old to have, listening to all the good music and stuff like that. But then there's some people that said my parents didn't let me do anything. We had a strict curfew. I never got to hang out with friends. Had to stay home watching TV with them.
Wah, wah,
is right. But happy Friday either way.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Maybe some sad news for Ozempic users, the Ozempians. Part of the real news this week has been the fact that when President Trump takes office again, we're going to... we're going to take over Canada. And we're also going to take over the Panama Canal and Greenland. We're going to conquer them. Which I have no problem with. And then there are also talks of conquering Mexico and taking it as American territory as well.
Oh.
But for sure, Canada.
Okay.
And they need to be conquered. The Canadians do.
They do.
I mean, they really do.
So smug.
They need to be conquered. But when we take over Greenland, it's going to raise the price of Ozempic because Denmark is where all the Ozempic is made.
Oh,
really?
So they said that somehow that's going to cause the tariffs and everything to go up. And or is it if we don't take over Greenland, it'll go up. But I think once we take it over, which we are, along with Canada and and Mexico.
So you're saying we need to get it now. Now's the time.
Well, but it didn't mention any of those other brands. The Kilimanjaro or whatever.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
Mount Jaro.
I don't even know Mount Jaro.
I ain't never been there in my life.
I don't know no Jaro. Much less well enough to mount it.
Yeah, that air pigeon forger. Well.
So, they're saying as if that stuff weren't expensive enough.
Yeah.
Now.
It's thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah.
A month?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Man, it's worth it, though, if you're thin. I mean, what price I wouldn't pay?
Yeah. I'd pay $1 million a month.
It's a steal, as far as I could tell.
Yeah. But I heard somebody the other day was saying the key to it is getting diabetes, because if you get diabetes, your insurance will pay for it and that sort of thing.
That's the key.
That's what I heard. The key.
You got to work on that.
Damn,
yeah,
I gotta get that diabetes.
And
great idea.
Whatever Wilford Brimley says, do, I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna give me some Kilimanjaro and lose weight. I ain't gonna be fat no more.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. I did something on the way to work this morning that I don't know if anybody, I don't know anybody personally that I think would do this, would have the guts to do it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So if you're at a traffic light and it's a red light and there's one car in front of you, you're second in line to go, and that car doesn't go when the light turns green, are y'all a beep the horn at them? Hey, just a soft tap on the horn?
Yeah.
Wake up kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. After a couple seconds, sure.
Do you do that, Lynn?
If it's been long enough, yeah.
Okay, I had to do that this morning, but it was to a deputy sheriff.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh. And you didn't realize?
No, I knew. I'd been behind him, you know, for several miles coming up. You know, he's out in the country.
Yeah.
And he already made a couple turns without putting his signal on because there's no traffic, but he didn't put his signal on. So I almost had to make a citizen's arrest on him.
Citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest.
But it's just like a nice jet. It's not like, unless you're like, you know, it's just like a, come on. Like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's something that young people don't understand. It's so much harder now to just give a quiet little beep on the horn because of that airbag.
Mm-hmm. You really got
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like when I was growing up, my first car, I could just take the heel of my hand and just barely touch it. Boop, and it would just go beep, like that. Yeah. Now you got to push it down. It sounds more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have the airbags taken out of my vehicles.
Well, no, what else would you do?
So, and he quickly got on the gas and moved? Yeah. Okay, nice. Yeah. But yeah, it is a little risky. You're like, oh my gosh.
But what's he going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not breaking any laws.
No.
As a matter of fact, he was the one doing the traffic problem, making the traffic problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I sped by him and flipped him off, he could have gotten a little bit been out of shape over that.
That could have been an issue.
I don't
give me
do
your
that.
Badge number now.
I don't think I've ever flipped anybody off in traffic.
No.
Good. You shouldn't, because people now are crazy and they will pop you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got some popping stuff too. So
pop off.
I know. I'm just saying people are nuts. You don't want to.
Yeah. But I look at it like people make mistakes.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
They make a mistake. You know, I'm a very forgiving person. Sure. I'm a walk a mile in their shoes type of person. Y'all know that. As Lindsay would say, you know me.
You know me.
You know me. I'm a walk in their shoes person. God bless y'all.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.